to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Misinformed. We're in a new setting today, even though you guys
can't see us. Maybe one day we'll do a live
show. We're in the studio.
We're in the new studio. Can you tell?
All of our funding from all of you amazing people. You know, we get paid.
From our GoFundMe page.
One cent per episode. And we can afford a studio now.
AKA a different kitchen.
Different kitchen, different apartment.
It's so funny. Well, welcome to my apartment, even though you can't see it. I'm Drea.
I'm Melinda. And we're Misinformed.
If you didn't know already, you should.
Yes.
So we're disappointed.
So I think today's topic you guys are really going to love because it's something that I feel like everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
If you are a normal person, you watch TV. If you don't watch TV, you're
a weirdo.
Are you, like, smart? Do you read books? I don't know. Even if you read books, you can relate to this.
Actually. Yeah, no, I researched this whole thing about how fictional characters in books, like, mm-hmm. is even more intense
because you have to, like, live imagination.
Yes. They don't know what we're talking about yet.
So, we are going to do, our topic today is why you fall in love. Oh, coffee down.
I know, I just dropped my coffee. That's
okay. Not fall in love, sorry, but, like, why you connect with fictional characters. And how we kind of came across this topic was
because we fangirl over everything.
Yes, we get so connected to our TV shows. Like, I honestly feel like Tim Riggins is a real person. He's out there waiting for me somewhere.
And I don't care what you guys say about the real Chuck Bass, like, in person, but Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl will always be my number one.
But there was a 22-year-old guy who also felt the same way as us, which is just amazing. And he submitted a question on Quora, which I had never heard of before. I don't know if you guys have, but it's like a Yahoo Answers where you can, like, submit questions, people can answer. And he submitted a question asking if anybody else felt the same way he did. Because when he finally finished Dexter, he said he literally had to hold back tears. Like, he was going to break down crying. He said that he was like, I felt so weird because I'm, like, a grown man, and I, you know, as a man, you try to, like, not be sensitive, and he's like, but yeah. I literally couldn't fight back the tears.
Dexter!
Like, I don't know the characters from Dexter, but he was like, I don't know, is there, like, a Maggie? I don't know why that name is ringing a bell in my head, but he was like, no more, like, Maggie, no more so-and-so. It's so funny.
It's
so
sad.
It, like, went viral, and, like, all these people started, like, talking about it. Like, why do we feel so connected?
And why is it so normal? Like, it's totally acceptable to bring it up with your friends and be like, oh my gosh, I love McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
And, like, when you're binging a show, you feel like when you have to, like, go to work or do, like, normal people things, you feel like you miss them.
Yes. And you're like, ugh, I really have to leave you. But then it's nice when, like, all of your work friends also watch the same shows. Because then you can meet up and talk about it like a legit fan club.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like your guy's best friend. Like,
yeah.
You have this connection.
When you were little, did you ever, like, fight over characters in movies with, like, your siblings? Like, no.
Like, who you wanted to
yeah.
be? Or
no. Well, that and also, like, okay. I remember I was, like, 5 years old and my cousin Sam was, like, I don't know. She's only 2 years younger. Maybe I was, like, 7 and she was 5. And we would be, like, watching Barney, and there was this blonde kid on Barney.
Yeah.
And she would be like, he's my boyfriend. And I'd be like, no, oh, yeah. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah. So we definitely would do that. I feel like the ultimate one was Sandlot. The little boy
yes.
from Sandlot. Like, everyone loved him.
Everyone loved him. Fight over him.
Yes. But there is actually, like, a psychological reason why you feel this way, so you're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I found was we project our own emotions on these characters.
Yeah.
So you try to relate to them, whether it's something that you went through or, like, you know, a friend or a family member went through, you project those emotions onto them so mm-hmm. that you can feel empathy for them. And so that kind of, that then creates this, like, I don't know, more humanistic relationship between the two.
Not only that, but, like, sometimes don't you feel like a character, like, helps you in, like, a certain area of your life?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
For example, like, when Meredith Grey literally has everything bad happen to her, but she's still, like, a badass and, like, wins, what do you call it?
Harper Avery.
Like, you're just kind of like, hell yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry for all of you that haven't watched the latest episode. That's on you. If you don't want to spoil anything, I suggest you maybe skip, like, 3 seconds every time you hear a TV show. So, but in a way, it's like, okay, well, Meredith may go through, like, all this, like, tough shit that, like, happens to her, but at the end of the day, she's still, like, a girl boss. So, like, sometimes, like, I'll sit at my desk and I'm like, I literally hate my job. But then I'm like, no, but I can still kick ass. It's okay.
Channel your inner Meredith Grey.
Yes, exactly. So you just, I don't know, I feel the same way. Like, I just relate to, or like Blair Waldorf, how we all wanted to be Blair Waldorf.
Yeah. You, like,
you relate to
her. I still do that. I'm like, I'm going to pull Blair Waldorf, and I'm going to, like, be a boss ass bitch.
Yes.
That is true. Like, you, well, and so, like, I found, too, like, you, I, when I was, like, researching this, I thought, like, okay, you probably more so connect with people that you can more, like, relate to, or, like, remember, or, like, think of a time that you were in a similar situation. So, like, I like shows that are more realistic, like, A Gossip Girl or The OC or something.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but, like, why do guys, like, connect? Guys will fully connect with, like, Game of Thrones and things like that, you know? Like, they are, like, so into it. So I started to research that more, and they found that, like, you actually don't connect necessarily with ones that are similar to you, but ones that you want to be,
to be,
like.
Yes. Well, and, like, think about Game of Thrones. It's so, like, I don't know. I don't want to say manly, because it's not just, like, manly, but it's very, like,
it's masculine.
Like, primal. Yeah, it's very primal. So, like, that to men is, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, they
the
feel
sword.
So badass.
The
like,
dragon.
That's so true.
Of course, if you gave a man, like, a choice between living in this world or living in that world, I bet you, like, at least 80% would be, like, yeah, hell yeah, I'd live in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, because, like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, because, like, I just know I wouldn't be able to get into it, because I would never want to live in a world like that. So that's why, like, I think you and I, like, are obsessed with, like, Gossip Girl, because, hello, it's,
One Tree Hill.
Living the life.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why you connect so much with those characters. I thought that was kind of funny. But, like, also, like, I was thinking, like, when you're younger, obviously, like, we connected with, like, Hannah Montana, all that stuff. But as an adult, I'm not going to watch a Disney Channel show.
No.
I connect with those characters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, like, we still watch, like, high school shows. Remember when we watched One Tree Hill in college?
Yeah.
And they were all in high school for, like, what, the first 3 seasons, 4 seasons? So, and that's still one of my
favorite
shows.
Watch Riverdale now.
Oh, yeah, we watch Riverdale. And they're in high school. And it's, like, but things like that we can still relate to.
Yeah.
Because you know what it was like to be in high school.
Exactly.
It's interesting. There was this whole article about how you, like, get so obsessed with shows because for some people it's, like, an escape from their actual life. So, like, they'll look for, like, the complete opposite thing of what they're living. So even though, like, I don't know, like, let's say you live in, like, in a, I don't know, like, a city like ours where it's, I mean, our city's, like, fast-paced, but it's not New York or, like, L.A., so sometimes you'll seek shows like that. Like, for example, us with Gossip Girl, how we would love to live in, like, Manhattan in a penthouse.
Yes.
That's like an escape for us. Yes. World. It's kind of like a time away from your regular life where you can pretend that, like, that could be you.
And that's why guys love, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
maybe
Game of
Thrones or,
exactly. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is, like, pretty interesting. And also, wait, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. Oh, I wanted to, like, okay, so going back to, like, how you connect with them, like, empathetically. So they actually, there's a Howard Sklar. He's from the University of Helsinki, which I've never heard of. Like, so sorry for the background noise.
I think there's a train going on in the background. Helsinki, sorry.
He discovered that we get attached with, like, so we get attached with real emotion. That's why we feel that it's a real connection.
Yeah, it's
because,
like, real love.
Yes, because we're actually, like, we're using our emotions that we've experienced before that leads to sympathy that we have for those characters. So then we can actually, like, understand what kind of pain they're going through, anything like that. So that's why it feels like a real connection. But he, like, went on to talk about that. So, like, think about when a character in a show dies. The reason why, like, I mean, most people, like, cry or they feel
pain. Yeah.
Yes. It's because you connect it back to, like, your brain automatically wants to remember, or, like, try to connect it to a time you remembered. So you'll connect it back to a time that you lost, like, a friend or family member.
Yes.
So then that leads to you, like, actually missing them, like, a friend.
Yeah.
And I thought this was funny because, like, spoiler alert again. Actually, this isn't, like, really a spoiler alert, but on that episode of Grey's, where they had the fake George and, like, everyone come back
yes.
2 weeks ago.
It made me sad. Yes.
It made me miss George so much. I was like, oh, my God, I miss George. And I was like, this is weird.
Yes.
Why do I miss a character?
He was here, like, season 3 and we're on season 12.
Yeah.
No, I know. I felt the same way. I was like, wow, I'm, like, getting nostalgic mm-hmm. over, like, 10 seasons ago, Grey's Anatomy, when they're not even my friends, but yeah. they were, like, my friends, quote-unquote.
Because you spent, like,
3 years watching them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
or 3 months of binge-watching, whatever you want to call it. But it's still, like, I don't know. And George was one of my favorite characters.
Yes.
Like, I remember
so sweet.
Loving him. And then he, like, died out of nowhere on the
I was
show.
Having flashbacks of this episode when he dies, and I was just like...
and he's, like, typing out, like, 007
yes.
on,
so
his, on Mare's, like, hand. We
but
miss you, George.
Do you think, like, I mean, obviously we love George, but, like, do you think we miss George, or do you think, like, our brain is just telling us, like, that
you
trying
miss.
To bring up that feeling of, like, missing someone, so
oh, yeah.
you're, like, feeling, like, I miss
sure.
my grandma, you know,
yes.
like, things like that. Like,
exactly.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And it, like, it helps you remember, too, because you're, like, oh, like, I, like, forgot about George for so long,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, in your own personal life, you start thinking, who else have I forgotten about?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I haven't thought about, like, I don't know, my grandpa in, like, 3 months, mm-hmm. or I haven't thought about, like, a friend from college in, like, I don't know, forever. So... It's really weird. Okay, so I was reading this other article where they talked about, like, novels versus movies.
Uh-huh.
And so with movies or, like, TV shows, we can relate to a character, but they put the picture on there for us. So, like,
yeah.
it's easier to become in love with them, and when they're gone, it's hard to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see them on TV, and it's, like, a physical thing, so you think that there could be somebody out there just like them.
That's so weird.
So that's why, like, people get, like, obsessed with, like, I don't know, let's say, like, Chuck Bass.
Yeah.
And they will not date anybody that doesn't, like, resemble Chuck
oh
Bass.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then it's, like, to them, it's, like, they're
like,
seeking
getting
that.
Chuck Bass. Yeah.
Exactly. But... In books where you can, like, use your imagination, you have to, like,
mm-hmm.
literally picture what the people look like. And then they also say that with, like, books, because it's words,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot more intimate. And they let you, like, dive deeper into the brain
yeah.
of the main character, because you're literally reading every single one of their thoughts.
Exactly. Like, and you're... Usually it's from their point of view
yes,
only.
Exactly.
So it's like you're spending all this time with this one character.
Right. So they say that your emotional attachment is bigger,
yeah.
but it's easier to let go of because you don't have a physical thing to relate it to.
That's interesting because, like, okay, think about, like, the books that are, like, made into movies, like Fault in Our Stars is,
yes.
like, my immediate one because I watched the movie before I read the book.
Yes.
Either one is going to make you cry, obviously. So,
mm-hmm.
like, the movie... I, like, bawled, and then I read the book, and I cried so much harder, but it's probably because I had both at that point. Like,
yeah.
I was visualizing, you know, what's her name, Shailene Woodley, because,
yes.
like, that's her character in the movie. And then I got to, like, get every single thought of hers from the book, so, like,
yes.
how weird.
So you have, like, and that's, like, another thing, I didn't read this, this is, like, me just coming up with this, but, like, when there's books and movies like that,
yeah.
can you imagine, like, the actual connection that somebody can have, like, at that point,
yeah.
now you're getting, like, the intimacy of the book, like, okay, My Sister's Keeper is my favorite book,
mm-hmm.
okay, I've only watched the movie once because I literally hated it because it ruined, like, part of the book for me,
yeah.
like, I seriously, like, I could not read the book the same ever again, but, and the, one of the reasons... Why? Is because since it was my favorite book, I expected so much of the movie, and now I cannot get the pictures out of my head from like scenes.
Yes.
But to me, it was like when I was watching the character on there, I felt like I knew so much of that character while I was watching the movie. And so while everyone in the theater was just like, oh, whatever, it's just another scene in the movie,
yeah.
I was literally sitting there crying. Like
because
I
knew
the background of it.
Yeah.
And I watched it with my sister, and I remember walking out, and she's never like read it. She
yeah.
read it afterwards. And she's like, why were you, like, so, you know, I don't know,
yeah.
emotional about it? And I was like, you don't understand because you have never read the book. And in this, like, particular scene, like, she's thinking this, and
mm-hmm.
this is why she did this. And I know that because it says that
you, like, have read it.
Yes.
You understand the character more.
Yes.
Well, and, like, also think about, think about how connected, like, Harry Potter fans feel.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
yes.
they have books on books on books.
Mm-hmm.
Movies. And then they have, like, even these, like, worlds.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the wizarding world of
Harry Potter
that they can go visit. They
yes.
have so much unbelievable stuff that allows them to, like, feel like
they're a part
are
of
connected
that world.
To this, like, character.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my roommate, for instance, is obsessed with Harry Potter. And it's funny because, like, how you were saying, like, with, like, a movie or a TV show, they give you this character to, like, visualize. Mm-hmm. And some people, like, I feel like can't disconnect. Like, I can't think of his name. The guy that plays Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever he's in a movie, my roommate has to see the movie. But yeah. It's like, but that's not Harry Potter. That's just Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
But, like, I think somewhere in her head, she probably connects, like, that's Harry Potter.
I love him. I need to see him. Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, granted, there's, like, actors that I love, and probably because... Like, I love Blair Waldorf.
Or, like Ryan Gosling. I love...
What's her face? That's I can't even think of her name.
Leighton Meester. Yes.
But it's, like... Yeah, I don't know. It just... It's kind of weird, because, like, they get, like, so connected.
Well, remember... Was it Channing Tatum that was in Dear John? No. Was he in Dear John? He is Dear John, right? Okay, I remember because Channing Tatum wasn't, like, huge before Dear John.
Yeah.
He became huge after. And I remember seeing Dear John and being literally obsessed with him. And then after that, like, Channing Tatum would be in a movie and be like, I have to watch Channing Tatum and, like, Magic Mike. And I can tell you it's not the same movie. So it's like you, but you think you're going to fall in love with that character because you think they're going to play the same character.
You think it's like Ryan Gosling.
Yes, Ryan Gosling.
Think of, like, even people assume that Ryan Gosling is Noah from The Notebook.
Yeah, no, they legitimately think that.
He's, like, that sweet. And, like, yes. I mean, I do, too, because, like, how could someone that attractive not be?
Yes, exactly.
But, like, that's not him.
No. And it could be totally different. It's kind of like, okay, great example. Shia LaBeouf is an effing weirdo. Like, he's a weirdo. Yeah. But every single Transformers movie that he did, he was literally a badass.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because, like, and they say this about comedians, too. This is so off topic. But, like, comedians, that's why they always say, like, comedians are depressed and stuff like that, because they can flip a switch and, like, play the complete opposite of what they really are.
They're, like, comedians usually fall into comedy as, like, an escape
from their reality. Depression. Exactly.
But, like, also, I wonder if that, like, you hear about actors getting typecasted a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Urkel, for instance. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like he's the biggest typecasted. Like, he can only really play, like, that nerdy type.
That nerdy, yep.
But I wonder if directors do that because they know, like, consumers really can't decipher between the two. So, like, I can't go watch, like, I don't know, someone who does do it is it Jonah Hill?
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
He has, like, he was so nerdy, but then, like, now he has, like, these, like, badass movies, you know?
Yeah.
But it is hard for, like, consumers to differentiate. Like, I don't like when Ryan Gosling is in a movie and he's, like, not the romantic
villain,
type.
Exactly. Or, like, what's his name? Why can't I remember his name right now? I'm blanking out. You're gonna know. It's, Elf.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Thank you. I literally kept saying Steve Carell. Steve Carell. That's another guy who kind of plays the same goofy guy, though.
Yeah.
But, like, Will Ferrell plays the exact same character.
Always. Yeah.
Adam Sandler? Exact same character. Yeah. Like, he's, like, the weird dad. Like, in every movie. Like, the funny dad. And it's just funny because they've made, like, a legit empire from that character. Like, Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
In his movies, have you noticed how he only hires the same actors over and over again?
Yeah.
And it's that people are like, well, those are his friends. He's giving them a job. But it's like, yeah, but your friends play the exact same, like, kind of character in different movies that you have.
Well, and he's probably smart. He knows that, like, I love Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I know I'm going to go to a movie and I'm going to get the same Adam Sandler every time.
Yep. Like, and it's hilarious and I love it and then I, like, want to buy it and watch it.
Because you feel, like, comforted because you feel like you know him. Yeah.
He's been the same for, like, 20 years.
It would be, like, well, okay, so this is kind of something I thought of, too. Like, think about how, like, we get so excited when they do, like, revamps of shows, like, That's So Raven, How She Came Back, or, like, I don't know, Boy Meets World. I mean, even though that wasn't the greatest, but, like, Fuller House.
Fuller House is still my favorite.
When they come out with these shows, we get so excited because it's as if, like, an old friend is coming back. Like, it's like, oh, my gosh. So it's kind of like those movies. Like, you know you're going to go back and you get to, like, you know what to expect. You know. Yeah. You feel, like, a familiarity, I feel like. I don't know.
With them. I know, I was pumped when That's So Raven was coming back.
And it is so good.
Yeah.
I literally watch it. Like, I make sure to watch every
episode. It's so funny.
Like, it's so good.
That's so funny.
But, yeah. Something else. Ooh, okay, so I thought this was interesting. Psychologists, they call this, like, connection. It's actually, like, a type of relationship. So they call it parasocial or one-directional. Because it's only, like, only we know of them.
Yes.
But they have no idea we exist, obviously. So it's, like, a one-way relationship. But in our brains, like, our brains cannot decipher between the real and fictional relationship. So that's why feel this, like, deep connection with them. Even though, like, they literally have no idea who you are.
That's insane. Because, like, I literally remember being... Okay, Enrique Iglesias, like, is the love of my life. Yeah. Like, I love him. Even though, like, not all of his songs are my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, I've watched him in interviews. Like, he's, like, the cutest thing in the world to me. I just, like, legit am obsessed. But I know that he doesn't, like... He'll never know who I am.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I, like, become rich and famous. And he's like, Andrea, I want you. But, like, but to me, that's, like, I, like, love him so much. Mm-hmm. And then I have to remember that, like, he doesn't even know who I am.
And it's hard because, yeah. like, your brain cannot, like, I mean, you knew. Like, I was obsessed with Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not even talking, like, 16-year-old me. Like, literally 21-year-old me.
Yeah.
Was obsessed. Like, I was, like... I would get, like, heartbroken when he was dating somebody. Like, I would watch Harry Styles videos all the time. But they say, like, the reason why, like, you're drawn to this, too, is because it's still, because your brain can't decipher, mm-hmm. you still get all of the benefits of a real relationship. Like,
yes.
it gives you, like, I don't know, you endorphin, feel happy yes. and, like, all this stuff because you feel connected to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't done any studies yet on, like, the negative side effects to it. Like... When, well, like, I mean, hopefully, like, Harry Styles does not die anytime soon, but, like, you can feel this way towards, like, fictional characters as well, of
yes.
course. So, like, I think the greatest one is Derek Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he got killed off, like, people are, like, miserable.
Distraught.
Because you feel like yeah. you're in this relationship with him because you have a connection with him.
Yeah.
And they haven't done any, like, studies on how that's affecting people yet.
That's insane. They really should. Because, yeah. like, Shonda Rhimes has probably done more damage than, like, mm-hmm. any, like,
I have more loss in my Grey's Anatomy world than in my
than
real world.
Than in my real world. Exactly. And I would be very interested to see, like, how that, like, affects people psychologically. Mm-hmm. Because
some people, like, rely on those. They may not have real life
friends
you know,
or, yeah.
as much as, yes. like, maybe we do. So it's, like, I get sad over a Grey's Anatomy death, mm-hmm. but, like, I can, like, go hang out with my friends. Like, what yes. about those people that maybe don't have as much family or friends?
And their favorite like, character was Derek Shepherd, R.I.P.
You just ripped him out of our lives.
I know. I mean...
I mean, he's a scumbag.
He's
in real
a scumbag,
life.
That's why...
It, but Derek Shepherd was not a scumbag.
Derek Shepherd did not deserve this. Justice for Derek Shepherd.
Patrick Dempsey can go bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. No, I remember feeling... I remember sitting in my bed, like, literally crying tears. Like... Mm-hmm. crying over Derek Shepherd, and then the episode was over, and I was like, oh my gosh, like,
I know.
Why did this happen to me? I don't deserve this, like, and then I got over it, like, after a couple of days, but after a couple of years, I got over it.
Like, last year.
Like, yesterday. Just kidding.
I think my worst stuff was Danny Duquette.
Yeah.
Literally bald. And he was only on the show for, like, a
half
few
season.
Episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know why, and I feel
because
like everyone feels that way.
He was so such sweet. A good guy.
And I think it's because, like, yeah. we think about what could have been.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Izzy could still be on the show married to Danny Duquette.
Yeah. She's, like, an asshole, too, I heard. I know. But.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, that was something else. Like, our brains, like, we, because, like, in shows and stuff, we don't get their full story. Mm-hmm. So any, like, missing pieces, our brains will automatically try to fill in background stories or info with, like, people that we know that are similar to them. So... That's also why you, like, build this connection, because then you're
so
giving,
weird.
Like, say, Blair Waldorf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, they don't give us anything up until the show starts when she's, like, what, 16 or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be, like, missing pieces of the puzzle. Well, what if I, like, used your life? Like, because
yes.
I know you or something, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then I use you to, like, fill in those missing pieces because you,
so
like, relate to her in my mind. Then I feel more connected because, like, I feel like I know you, obviously.
Yeah, that's
so then
true.
I feel like I know Blair more.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. Because there are characters that, like, remind you of people. Like, I was trying to think. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I knew this girl from college that reminds me a lot of Jess
mm-hmm.
from
oh,
New Girl. And I, like, literally would relate her back to it. And then I would, like, forget, like, who's life
yeah.
or, like, who did the things that Jess did on TV.
That's so weird.
I'd be like, can't remember if it was, like, the girl who sang in the middle class or if it was Jess who sang in the middle class. Like, stuff like that. But now that you say that, it makes sense. Because
yeah.
I used to relate that girl a lot to Jess.
Yeah. It's like if they really are, I mean, this will mean nothing to, like, our audience, but... And you didn't watch Friday Night Lights, did you?
I did. I mean, I watched
okay.
until they took it off of Netflix. Thanks, Netflix!
Thank you for ruining our lives.
Yes.
Well, then you'll know this. So, what's his name? Tim Riggins, and then... Why can't I think of his name? The other main guy. Not Matt. Matt Saracen, but the guy that gets, spoiler alert, if you spoiler have not watched alert. Friday Night Lights, turn this off, go watch it.
You're not going to watch it because it costs like $20 for the season.
I'll send it to you, I haven't. Okay. But the guy that gets paralyzed at the beginning.
Oh, it's not Matt Saracen.
No, it's,
I can tell you.
I'm trying to think of Lila Garrity, what she says. She's like, I love you. What's his name?
Lila Garrity is also like...
I love Lila
Garrity. Girl boss. Dang it. What the heck?
Because he's like not in like...
I know what it is. It's over here. I just... My computer is being stupid. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. He's not even on here.
It's because... Here, go view 15 more. Oh. Sorry.
There's like a million.
Because he's only million the first. People. Oh, this one. Jason Street.
Yes, Jason okay. Street.
Jason
Dude,
Street.
Dude, he looks old. Yeah.
Jason Street and Tim Riggins, they totally remind me of two guys from our high school.
Yes.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Because Tim's always like, Texas forever.
It's like, Texas forever!
So, like, then we're like, Arizona, Sharon, like, I don't know. So, like, I felt so sad when Jason got paralyzed because I was, like, I was thinking of this kid from our high school that I know.
Who also got hurt.
Yeah. So, it's, like, it's crazy. That's why you feel so strongly towards them. Yeah. So you're not crazy.
No, that's...
Your brain is just crazy.
No, okay, wait. So I was reading this other article where they talk about how... Have you ever, like, when you see coffee brewing on TV, like, smell it?
Yes, I read this.
Yeah, it's so weird. Okay, that happens to me every time I see a cigarette on TV or read about a cigarette.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. I can, like, literally smell it. Like, I'll be like, oh, I, like, cannot watch this because it smells like cigarettes to me.
Wait, like, explain it to our listeners.
Okay. So basically, every time you see something, like, let's say you see somebody, like, making coffee, like, I don't know, like a Starbucks ad, right?
Yeah.
And you, like, watch them make the coffee and then take it out, and then you see, like, the little steam. That, like, triggers your mind to literally smell. Like, it, like, you, like, feel like you're like, smelling it or feeling it or touching it. Or, like, okay, this happens a lot. You know, okay, there's, like, a psychology thing, if you guys want to look it up, I've showed you this, where they show holes in people's hands.
Yes, okay? And some people can't look at it.
Yes, because they can literally feel their hand hurting.
So weird.
That's the same thing that it triggers. So, for me, I see a cigarette on TV, or I read the word cigarette, and they describe it, and I can literally smell it. Like, and there's no smoke around me. Some people do it with coffee, other people...
It's like firewood. Like, I said, like, think of the smell of, like, a firewood or a campfire, like, you can instantly think of it.
Exactly. This happens to me a lot, too. Like, on TV, when there's, like, shower and there's steam, I can smell my shampoo.
Oh, that's
Isn't that
really
weird? Like, and I get it all the time, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I can, like, literally sense it.
Weird.
I know. And I was, like, shocked, because I was, like, I thought I was, like, the only person that it happened to. But apparently it's, like, a really popular thing.
That's so strange. Yeah, so, like, our brains can kind of do that with, like, feeling, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, empathy, for example. Yeah. Like, okay, that's another interesting thing, because sociopaths don't experience this. They don't experience connection with fictional characters.
Because they, like, don't feel connection with
really anything. Yeah. Exactly. So, to them, like, a show's just a show. They don't care. It's just entertainment. But they don't feel emotions while watching it. Which is really weird, because, like, to me, like, Derek Shepherd died, and I was, like, on the floor, like, no!
Gosh, that's awful. Well, and, like, okay, I think this goes with it. Like, so I did read that watching... Or, yeah, like, watching TVs, movies, whatever, reading books, and, like, feeling for the characters, it actually improves people's emotional intelligence.
Good.
Because, shout out to Taylor from The Bachelor. You have no emotional intelligence. No, it improves your emotional intelligence because you're forced to, like, for a TV show, for instance, you're forced to read the actors' faces or body language to understand how they're feeling because it's not like in a TV show, they go, I'm sad, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's obvious, like, they are crying, but sometimes it's not, like, they just do that, like, weird, like, staring off into the distance thing.
While driving by, playing your favorite song in the car and it's raining.
Exactly. So it's, like, forcing, you have to, like, learn how to read people's visual cues, so it helps you in real life because... Then you can, like, read, like, your friends or your family and, like, better understand, like, that. And then it also says that, like, obviously, I think it's obvious, but, like, with emotional intelligence, it also improves, like, your sympathy for people.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
So, I mean, like, they should just put, like, all the sociopaths and serial killers in a jail cell and make them watch Grey's Anatomy on repeat. They're all crying.
They're, like, literally destroyed and, like, on the floor.
Like, please just give me the death sentence. I don't want to watch Denny die again.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so...
That would be so awful. I would never...
That would be so awful, but also so interesting. Like, if they had, like, a reality TV show of, like, serial killers just watching Grey's Anatomy.
Crying. They just play, like, the worst episodes. Like, Denny, the plane accident.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, the plane accident is the worst.
The shooting one. I hate that.
The shooting one literally gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's like Shonda Rhimes predicts how this world's going to be.
Oh, I know. It
happens.
Have you watched last week's episode?
No.
Shook my world. You
really?
Were gonna, yes.
See, I...
It's insane. Well, it even resonated with me more because... Can I? It's not going to give it away.
Yeah, it's fine.
They have a hacker.
Oh, okay.
In this, I was like, holy shit, because a company that we work for just recently got hacked pretty bad. And in the same hacking, hospitals were hacked.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, this is like literally what went down at these hospitals.
That's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Where they have like literally no information.
Yeah.
And like, what do you do? It's kind of like in Puerto Rico, how they have like no power, so they don't have any records. They can't pull records because it's all on computers.
It's all on computer. Like... And they make a, they said, like, a line in the episode where they're, like, we, I don't know if this is exact, but, like, we, it's, like, isn't it crazy that, like, technology has, like, saved more lives, but the second that that technology is sick, it can destroy all these lives.
Yep.
Oh, it is crazy. Like, our world is
so dependent. I was watching this video, this is so stupid, but I was watching this video on Twitter last night, and, like, this robot that can do, like, backflips and stuff.
Wait, is it the
and,
girl?
Like, No. Oh, okay. It's a legit, like, robot. And it can do backflips and, like, walk and, like, jump, like, up to, like, I don't know. It looked like it was, like, 6 feet.
Yeah.
And, like, it's insane. And it looks like it's, like, an actual robot that looks like a person.
Yeah.
And the caption on it was, "We dead." It's like,
oh, my God,
we're dead. Because, like, imagine if they made thousands of those.
Well, no. Okay. I will show you this afterwards, and we'll tweet it on our Twitter. I'll, like, go retweet it. But have you seen the video going around Twitter of this guy? It's like a real guy, but he's talking to a girl robot.
What?
And she, okay, it is so freaking creepy. She can, like, she can
decide
a conversation with him. She can decide her feelings. She, this is like her, I don't know, this is like the 2.0 version of her. So they had built her and then they like rebuilt
her. Fixed her, yeah.
So when she wakes up, she's like talking to him and she's like, "I remember you." And he's like telling her, it's like, "It's because you've met me before. Like, we revamped you," basically. And she's like, "Oh." And, like, it's so creepy. Like, she remembers
him, too,
from, like...
Oh, my gosh. That creeps me out.
So somebody quote-tweeted it, and they're, like... I don't know. They said something about the, like, "I'm Will Smith, like, blah, 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 from... What's that movie with Will Smith?
Oh, I Am Legend? No,
I know
what
you're
talking
about. With all the robots. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yes. But, yeah, we're dead.
We're dead. So, the point of this entire podcast...
I don't know how we got on robots. But, you know.
Whatever. Back to fictional characters. I'm just kidding. No, it's because we talked about empathy and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe people feel connected to us.
Yeah, maybe. Do you?
Maybe our 5 followers.
We feel connected to you guys.
Just now that we know you're out there.
Oh, no, but okay.
This is not a one-way street.
There's this girl on Instagram. It's her name is, like, Life of Lexi or whatever.
Oh, she's so sweet.
See what I mean? Like, we get
oh, yeah.
I'm, like, connected to her because every time I see her, like, one of our posts, I'm like, "Oh, you're so cute."
Yeah,
thank
like,
you.
Oh, Lexi. Yeah, that is so true.
And I don't know her personally. I just assume she's, like, the best person in the world.
Yeah.
She likes all of our posts.
How funny. Maybe we should do that one day, too. Like, talk about, like, social media connections.
Yeah, we should.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to
a
city near you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any other interesting things? Or do you want to play our games?
I was trying to think. What's it called that? It's like an actual psych. You know what? I'm not going to bore you guys with scientific stuff. Let's just talk about Ezra Fitz.
We could not come up with. So we were going to do F1, marry one, kill one.
Oh, wait. Pause. One thing. Also, villains that make you love them.
Oh, yes.
Because
you
get so close to these villains, whereas, like, you know how, like, everyone has the jerk at work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has that one guy, you know who I'm talking about. There's one guy at our office who literally was the biggest jackass ever, right? Okay. So, but we don't know what goes on, like, behind the scenes, like, at home and stuff like that. So, in movies and in TV shows, we get to see that stuff. Like, for example, Alex Karev. The first seasons, like, where he was literally a jackass, but then we, like, saw that he was, like, beat as a kid and, like, homeless and living, like, I don't know. Like,
so then you have, like, this empathy
for yeah, him. So now you understand why he's like this, and so we no longer see them as villains, we just see them as misunderstood people.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to think of, like, all the villains that, like, I literally, like, fell for. You would agree with this, Klaus.
Yes, I freaking from Vampire love Diaries. Klaus.
Like, I was like, at first I was like, I hate you so much. You're such a jerk. Like, why are you trying to ruin everything? And then I saw that, Klaus. Like, why he was like that and how, like, as
his
a kid.
Family was, like, yes,
effed up and, like, how, like, he fell in love with this girl who betrayed him. Yeah. And so that's why he was, like, so angry and, like, all this crazy stuff. And then I fell in love with him.
Yes.
And nobody else, and, like, people who were on, like, the first episodes where they saw him and they're, like, ew. Farther.
Yeah.
They're, like, I hate Klaus. And I'm, like, I hate him too, but you're going to love him.
I also wonder, though, because, like, I don't know if it's just me, but, like, it's not like I want to, like, date, like, a bad boy. But, like, I feel like every girl has this, like, where you feel like you want to be the one that changes, like...
A guy. Make him your project.
I mean, you won. You changed a guy. You domesticated Kate.
You guys should have seen what Zach looked like.
But, like, yeah, like, every girl wants to be, like, the reason a guy changes.
Yeah.
And all of these villains that we did are, like, they have this, like, soft side for, like, one girl. And yes. It makes you, like, love them because you, like, you want to be that girl, like, Klaus... And Klaus Caroline.
And Emily. Oh, yeah, and Caroline, that's right.
And then Chuck and Blair.
Chuck and Blair.
Tim and Lila Garrity. Truest love story so ever. True.
I'm trying to think of other ones. Who else? Karev and Izzy.
Yeah, Karev and Izzy. And what's her face now?
And Jo. I love Jo. She's, like, my favorite character on that show right now.
I know, I'm trying to think of other villains. Like, the OC. I mean, he's not really a villain, but, oh, I can't think of his name. I can only think of Seth Cohen. But, like, Seth's whatever stepbrother type thing, the guy that's, like, the main character, he, like, loves... Wow, I can't think of either of their names.
It's because it's so old, I can't think of their names.
Well, it's
either.
Because I'm so obsessed with Seth and Summer, I don't care about the other
everyone else.
Too. But, like, yeah, him.
Okay, but then there's, like, for example, Spencer Pratt. Now that you know him, like, being so hilarious,
true.
Don't you kind of, like, love him for just being funny?
Yes,
he's kind of annoying, true. But, like, now that you know, like, all the stuff that went behind the scenes, like, don't you feel bad for hating him?
Because, like, think about Scott Disick.
Yes, Scott Disick. How everyone's like, oh, he's such a jackass. He cheats on
her.
And, like,
for him. Yeah. He's, like, so, like, he doesn't, confused in life.
His parents, like, passed away, like, within 3 months of each other. Like, all this crazy stuff. Like, yeah, okay, granted, he might be rich, but, like, who cares? He's a person, too.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, there is, like, so many villains that
people
love.
Fall in love with the Joker.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, people, like, I was reading this whole thing about this girl, how she's, like, the Joker is, like, misunderstood. He's not, like, a villain, like, all this crazy stuff.
Oh, my God, it's, like, the Sharpay. Have you heard the Sharpay, like, alternate story about how Sharpay is, like, actually, like, the victim in the whole High School Musical? It's so funny.
I have not.
It's actually hysterical. It goes on to, like, talk about, like, how it's, like, Sharpay had a reason to be mad that Gabriella got casted as, like, the whatever lead. It's, like, she had never done a show in her life. She's, like, Sharpay has been working for this role her whole life. It's, like, it's the funniest story.
Justice for Sharpay. That's so funny.
But, yeah, I guess that is, like, we get, like, the backstories of the villains on shows, when in real life, like, the assholes, we just only see their asshole side.
And that's why we love them so much. All of the villains we love to hate.
Love them all.
Okay, games.
Do F, Mary Kill?
Yes.
Okay, so for you, I think I'm going to do Nathan Scott.
Because I love you Nathan love him. Scott.
Chuck Bass. I have to see your list, because I think I'm going to do Ezra, because you, like, love Ezra, right?
I do love Ezra. Okay. That's so hard. Who am I going to kill? That's my biggest worry. I don't want to kill any of you.
I don't want to kill any.
Okay, I think...
You could do Pass Away.
Okay, they passed away on their own. Okay, this is so tragic. By the way, this is how much I'm obsessed with these characters. Like, I have a shirt that says I Heart Mr. Fitz, and I got dress coded in high school for wearing it. Didn't care. Like, I still wore it under my shirt that I had to wear. Then, my car's name is Chuck, after Chuck Bass.
Yes.
And who's my other one? Nathan Scott. I'm, like, obsessed with. Okay, Nathan Scott would be the best husband, because, like,
so
Haley and him
so
are
sweet.
The perfect. So, if I got to be Haley, then I would pick Nathan Scott to marry, because, like, you know.
He's so loyal.
Yeah, and, like, he does anything for his family.
Yeah.
Remember how, like, he got kidnapped for her?
Yeah.
And, like, he was like, don't worry about me and, like, all this stuff.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
Don't say I never gave you anything. That's another villain that we loved at first, remember?
Who? What's
Nathan
his
Scott.
Face?
We loved him at first.
Sure, I forgot he's like a bad kid.
Yeah, he was mean to Lucas.
And now you're talking about his.
But do you remember how at the end they made us feel bad for the dad when he's like dying and Nathan Scott's like, I don't care.
But like, I love for the uncle. I mean, wow, I can't think of anybody.
He's like,
right
yeah,
now.
He killed the uncle. Oh my gosh, that's so
sad.
No,
I'm sorry,
that was also a tragic death. Tragic death. Okay, so I would marry Nathan Scott. Ugh, this is the hardest part. I would F Ezra Fitz, and I
really.
Here's the thing.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say.
Here's the thing. Ezra Fitz is so intellectual.
True,
and he's
Chuck,
like,
he might like catch something.
Exactly. That is exactly what I was thinking. So with Chuck, like, he would not really be a good husband because he's kind of like a lady chaser, you know. So
and him and Blair have so many ups and downs.
Exactly, and like he was always a jackass, but then knew how to fix it, and that's like, why does he need to be a jackass in the first place? Like, I just love him as he was the bad boy. Mm-hmm. So, like, probably high school me or, like, college me would have been like, ah, Chuck's my stuff.
Well, like, I feel like you have a similar personality to Blair. Not, like, the bitch side, but, like, you can be a bitch
still
when
the bitch
you
side.
Need to be. Like, you would be a Blair if you were with a Chuck.
Thank
like,
you.
In a relationship.
Thank you.
You wouldn't put up with that shit. So you guys would have those ups and downs, I think.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
But, like, you don't deserve that, so you deserve Nathan Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and, like, Nathan Scott still, like, was, like, a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
Like, how wag,
you
hello.
Singer, even though you, like, aren't
suck
that
ass. And he was still, like, super rich. Look at their house. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Although Chuck Bass, like, you would literally be set for life because he's, like, a multi-billionaire. Yeah. You literally would live in the
and house.
That's such a hard one. But yeah, wow. I think I would have to pick Ezra Fitz because, like, I don't know. It's okay. Ezra Fitz. Like,
yeah.
He's like my intellectual soulmate.
Yeah.
I love
just,
him.
Just like
so
have
much.
Your moment.
Yeah. Exactly. But then I'd have to marry Nathan Scott.
I think it's a good one.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I still love you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, what's yours? So I'm going to say it for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pick out of yours and
okay.
You know me.
Ugh, this is so hard. Tim Riggins is definitely one of them because you love Tim Riggins.
I love Tim Riggins.
And then also Damon. Although Damon's more like. I'm trying to think. Okay, let's do. What if it had Danny Duquette?
Oh my god. But like, you don't even like really know him.
I know, that's the saddest part. Okay, let's see here. Let's just do the three that you have here.
Okay.
Tim Riggins, Damon, do you love Karev that much?
I love her.
Okay, then Karev.
Okay, so I think I would, I love Tim Riggins, but like if you watch the entire season, you know, or series, you know that he just doesn't end up well.
Yeah,
so
he's
I think
like,
I would like F Tim Riggins because like he's so hot.
He is so hot.
He needs that. I need that. I would marry Karev because like if Karev loves you, he is so loyal to you. Like, think
I
of
know.
How loyal he is to Gray.
And
as just, like, a friend.
Yeah, that. And, like, also Joe, how he, like, went and met her husband, but then respected
yes.
her wish to
yes.
not kill him, even though he wanted to kill him. Okay.
And then this last, or 2 weeks ago episode, when he gave Izzy this whole imaginary life, my heart broke. I was literally crying. I was like, he is
oh
so
my God. I forgot that this bitch left him after they got married.
I know.
Cause she, and, well, and he was there for her when she had cancer. Like, what?
Rude.
Who are you, Izzy?
And he still, like, wants the best for her. And, like, it was so sweet how he's like, I don't want to call her and, like, find out otherwise. So, like, I just,
yeah.
like, imagine this good life. So, yeah, I would marry Karev. And I'm sorry, Damon, but, like, you would just, like, cause too much chaos in my life.
That's true.
So I would let you
pass Although,
away.
Love you, Damon.
But I love you, Damon.
Like, if I only had two choices, like, you, if I could keep all three of you, you'd definitely be
You would
there.
Definitely be in there if I could keep three people.
That's so funny. Okay, so you married Karev. I would marry Karev, too.
Yes. Okay, right, now we're going to do be best friends with, party with, and
or
kill.
Kill, yeah.
So yours are going to be Blair Waldorf.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do Schmitty, even
yes.
though he's a boy, but Schmidt from New Girl.
Yes.
And my third one. Oh, wait, we have one.
Oh, oh yeah, no. Brooke Davis.
Oh, Brooke Davis for sure for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Blair Waldorf, Schmidt, or Brooke Davis, because Brooke Davis is literally my idol.
I think Schmidt would be so fun to party with.
I know. That's my problem. I don't want to kill Schmidt.
So fun.
Oh my gosh, but then like Blair Waldorf, like I like literally interchannel my Blair Waldorf yes. every morning. I'm like, you can do this. Just act like Blair Waldorf.
But like, do you think you guys would click?
That's the thing.
Powerhouses.
Maybe like, yeah. like we're too like not. No, I'm not saying I'm Blair Waldorf, but maybe we like think too much alike. Now I've like morphed into her thinking that like yeah. we might not get along. So I think I would have to be best friends with Brooke Davis because she's just like a badass bitch, and I love yeah. her, and she's such
she's
a good friend.
Sweet. Yeah.
She's such a good friend.
She could be your B. Davis to
exactly.
your P. Sawyer.
Exactly. Yes. And also, like, as a real, like, person, not just a character, she's also, like, a badass
yes.
girl.
Yeah.
And then I think I would have to party with Schmidt because Schmidt just, like, looks...
I love him.
Like,
he's so funny.
A blast in a glass.
Yeah, he is a blast in a glass. Oh, my gosh. He's great. And then, like, maybe you would get, like, a two for one. Like, maybe
yeah.
CC would come with him.
That's true.
You know?
Dang.
Yeah.
Or Nick.
And Nick.
And,
dude,
and Winston.
All of them, coach.
Except for Jess.
Yeah.
Jess is annoying.
She's at jury duty still.
That would be nice. And then, unfortunately, I would have to get rid of Blair. There can only be one Blair Waldorf in
yes.
the city.
There can only be one Queen Bee.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't... These are all just random. I was just writing down names. So you can pick, like, any of them or think
ugh,
of other ones.
This is so too. Hard because, like, you like the same ones.
I know.
Okay. We're going to definitely do Schmidt for you because you love him.
Okay.
And then let's do... Who else do you seriously love? I should do... Do you love Lila that much? Not really, huh? Lila Garrity?
No, I think I love her with Tim.
That's true.
She's, like, annoying. She's so, like...
Rachel Green? Do you want me to do Rachel Green?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel Green,
Schmidt, and... Let's just do Meredith Grey.
Okay.
Because Meredith Grey is, like, badass.
That's actually really hard.
It is really hard.
Because, like, Meredith could be such a loyal best friend.
I know.
And
she could
like,
be your person.
You know, she could be my person.
Yeah.
We could have random dance parties. I feel like she would really empower you.
That and, like, if you choked on something, she would know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, if you got,
and, like, yeah.
broke your leg, your best friend.
Literally, she's gone through everything, so she would have advice for everything, too.
That's true.
Damn. That's
also,
hard,
though, she's
like,
gone through everything and everyone around her dies, so that's, like, a negative.
I know, like, she kind of is, like, too serious sometimes. I'm like, I don't know. Rachel Green would be, like, so fun, but Schmidt would be, like...
Even really more fun.
Trying to think of, like, who I would, like, actually... Honestly, I think I would be best friends with Schmidt.
Schmidt?
Because, like, he would just bring out the, like, most fun side of you.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. I agree.
I would party with... Ooh. I would party with Meredith, actually. Because, like, she seems like she gets pretty lit when
yes.
she does drink. Like, think of, like, Christina and her back in the day. When they would, like, get, like, the bottles in the family
oh,
and just, like, dance on the, like, table.
Yes, I agree.
And, like, she'd bring the whole crew with her.
Yeah, then you get to meet Karev, and maybe your story of marrying him would come true.
It would all just click, right? Yeah. And then, I'm sorry, Rachel
Green.
Rachel Green. But,
R.I.P.
Yeah, I'll just steal all your 90s clothes.
Exactly.
Since they're in now.
Sorry, love ya.
Bye.
Bye. Those are good.
That was a good one. Wow, I really liked this episode. It was very long. Thank
it
you
was.
For sticking with us, guys.
Yeah, but that's okay. It was worth it, wasn't it?
I thought it was good. If you guys have any other interesting topics you want to,
Email us.
Yeah, email us.
Or DM us.
Or if you can, like, find something on Twitter that's funny, or, like, Reddit that's, like, funny, just, like, send it to us, and then we can just try to find something in it that we can talk about.
Yeah.
So it's misinform.podcast@gmail.com.
Our Instagram is misinformpodcast.
And our Twitter, which we're going to go and retweet the robot thing for you guys to
yeah.
see, so it's misinformpod.
Yeah, misinformpod.
Okay.
Only because Twitter doesn't let us do more than, like, those characters.
Yeah.
It's all right. We should totally do, oh my gosh, maybe this is a great episode in the future.
Yeah.
Like, how having that many characters affects Twitter because...
It's actually a thing.
Yes.
So,
like,
yeah.
now I won't read tweets that are
yeah.
more than, like, two lines.
That's a good one, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, listen to our previous episodes, too.
Yeah.
The
go
last one was pretty good.
On... Podcast app, and yeah, remember...
Collabs.
Wait, I'm going to do it right this time.
Okay.
Remember, we're not experts.
So don't quit.
Okay, bye,
yay.
Guys.